February 10th through the 16th. 2 Nephi chapters 6 through 10. Oh, how great the plan of our God! As you read 2 Nephi chapters 6 through 10, ponder what the Lord is trying to teach you. As you identify these truths, record them and prayerfully consider how you can act on what you are learning. It had been at least 40 years since Lehi's family left Jerusalem. They were in a strange new land, half a world away from Jerusalem and the rest of God's covenant people. Lehi had died, and his posterity had already started what would become a centuries-long contention between the Nephites, who believed in the warnings and revelations of God, and the Lamanites, who did not. See 2 Nephi chapter 5, verse 6. In these circumstances, Jacob, who was Nephi's younger brother and now ordained as a teacher for the Nephites, wanted the covenant people to know that God would never forget them, so they must never forget him. This is a message we surely need in our own world, where covenants are belittled and revelation rejected. Let us remember him, for we are not cast off. Greater the promises of the Lord, he declared. See 2 Nephi chapter 10, verses 20 and 21. Among those promises, none is greater than the promise of an infinite atonement to overcome death and hell. See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 7. Therefore, Jacob concluded, cheer up your hearts. See 2 Nephi chapter 10, verse 23. Ideas for personal scripture study. 2 Nephi chapter 6 through 8. The Lord is merciful to his people and will fulfill his promises. To help his people understand that they were part of the house of Israel and could trust God and his promises, Jacob quoted prophecies of Isaiah, recorded in 2 Nephi chapters 6 through 8. Isaiah described the scattering of Israel and the Savior's promised gathering and redemption of his people. As you read, ponder questions like the following. What do I learn about the Savior's redeeming love for me? What comfort does the Savior offer to those who seek him? What can I do to more faithfully wait for the Savior and his promised blessings? 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 1 through 26. Through his atonement, Jesus Christ delivers all people from physical and spiritual death. What words or images would you use to communicate to someone our desperate need for a Redeemer to rescue us from death and sin? Jacob used the words awful and monster. What did Jacob teach about that monster, death, and hell, and the escape that God has prepared for us? See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 10. As you read 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 1 through 26, consider marking in one color what would happen to us without the atonement of Jesus Christ. Then, in another color, you could mark what we can receive through the Savior's atonement. What truths do you find about the atonement of Jesus Christ that can cause you to praise the wisdom of God, his mercy and grace? See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 8. See also Atonement of Jesus Christ, Gospel Topics, topics.churchofjesuschrist.org. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 27 through 54. We can come unto Christ and receive the glorious blessings of his atonement. Jesus Christ came into the world that he may save all men if they will hearken unto his voice. See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 21. In other words, we must be willing to accept the saving blessings he offers. After describing the great plan of redemption, Jacob gave important warnings and invitations found in 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 27 through 54, to help us receive the blessings of the atonement. Consider recording them on a chart like this one. Please refer to the chart on page 27, in which you will see two columns. At the top of the first column is written the word warnings. At the top of the second column is written the word invitations. What do you feel prompted by the Spirit to do in response to these warnings and invitations? 2 Nephi chapter 10, verse 20 and verses 23 through 25. Because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, I can cheer up my heart. Jacob's message was a joyful one. I speak unto you these things, he said, that ye may rejoice and lift up your heads forever. See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 3. As you read 2 Nephi chapter 10, verse 20, and verses 23 through 25, What do you find that gives you hope? What else have you found in 2 Nephi chapters 9 through 10 that has given you hope? What will you do to remember these things when you feel discouraged? See also John chapter 16, verse 33. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. 2 Nephi chapter 8, verses 3 through 7. When you read 2 Nephi chapter 8, verse 3, you could show pictures of a desert and a garden. How does the Lord turn the deserts of our lives into gardens? In verses 4 through 7, what does the Lord counsel us to do in order to receive the joy described in verse 3? 2 Nephi chapter 8, verses 24 and 25. How can Isaiah's encouraging words to the people of Zion strengthen us in our efforts to become more faithful disciples of Jesus Christ? How is waking up and getting dressed similar to what God wants us to do spiritually? 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 1 through 26. What could your family do to better understand the magnitude of Jesus Christ's infinite atonement? See verse 7. Perhaps they could look at or think about things that seem infinite in number. Blades of grass in a field, grains of sand on a beach, or stars in the sky. How is the Savior's atonement infinite? What phrases in 2 Nephi chapter 9 deepen our gratitude for what the Savior did for us? 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 27 through 44. Perhaps one day this week your family could search 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 27 through 38, looking for the warnings preceded by the word woe. Which of these seem especially important for your family to discuss? On another day, you could search 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 39 through 44, looking for what Jacob invited his people to remember. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 28 through 29, and verses 50 through 51. What are some examples of the vainness and the frailties and the foolishness of men? See verse 28. What can we do to place more value on the things of God and less on the things of the world? 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 45. Your family might enjoy making a paper chain and then taking turns putting it on and shaking it off. How are sins like chains? How does the Savior help us shake them off? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for primary. Improving our teaching. Be available and accessible. Quote, some of the best teaching moments start as a question or concern in the heart of a family member. Let them know through your words and actions that you are eager to hear them. End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 16.